as a nation and as a community development. We have town planning as an agency, but whether indeed it is actually being effected. If you look at the places that things are springing up, upon what reason were they able to get the land there to even develop whatever property that has been developed? We allow them to develop it to a particular level, and then after people have spent money to develop it to that level, then we come out to realize that no, it's on waterways, it's not helping, and as a result of that, we have to develop it. Some way, somehow, one may agree with the human rights people who are saying that yes, we have to give in the human face, but we have to also look at it from another point of view, from the point that where do we stand in terms of law and order. We are a country who have a lot of laws that need to be implemented. We have been laws, acts, and articles and regulations that is being written down, but its implementation is having a problem. I think that it is good that now we have to rise up to task. If there is a need for us to demolish a particular place, whereby the country need to ensure growth, sanity happening in this particular country, the law must take its own course, because we are not in a country to favor one or two people, but want to make sure that the country develops to its level that we want to see the development to grow. It will be a shame for any government who will say that, yes, I have a fear, but given we have to have a political face, and as a result of that, we will lose power, is because you are there to serve a nation, and you are there to also leave a legacy. So your legacy will be the one that will follow you. And so if you don't take a drastic decision, that will move the country forward, but you have... Giving human face does not necessarily mean that you have to let people have their way out. So we are serving a country, and it's a country that we want to make sure the country move forward. And for it to move forward, rule and law and order need to be implemented. We need to give him the face of us, where do I want Ghana to be? The president has promised that indeed he will ensure that Ghana, and for that matter Accra, will become the cleanest city in Africa. And if there are certain places that need to be demolished, I don't think that we need to give in a human face. Let the good thing happen.